Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Cosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news that networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for April 23rd in the year of our Lord, 2015. It's hour 2 of 2, and ladies and gentlemen, to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country is our goal and the traditions of our founders. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. We believe the checks and balances inspired by the Almighty, put in place by the founders, absolutely brilliant. We don't need a revolution, but a restitution or a restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth is what we got to do. You're going to get involved? You're going to help us? That's the real question. All right, Sam and Kurt on your radio. Kurt's with me. Welcome, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam. Matt was just saying he wanted to say howdy to you and to
hold on.
Sheriff Mack, I guess.
All right, we'll let him do that, but hang on tight. Just stay right there first, Kurt.
All right.
The bottom line is there's this big scandal about Rand Paul. Okay, Rand wants you to put your Hillary horror stories and your dollars into his Dropbox, says the mainstream press headline. Rand Paul took his hunt for Hillary Clinton and opposition research to the Twitter feed asking for dirt on Clinton and donations. And we spent last hour saying we don't believe that this is really the case. But if it is, hey, Rand's off his rocker on this one because I don't think he really wants to take off the gloves and really get to the bottom of this. And, you know, it's really questionable if Rand even said that. Now, Peter's on the line. Peter wants to chime in. Hi, Peter. What do you say, sir?
Hi, Sam. I think it's highly unlikely that Rand Paul would even do something like that at this time. This would be the worst possible time. If he was going to do it, he might want to do it later on. Election, what, November 2016?
Yes,
I think
sir.
The Clinton camp realizes that there's so much dirt on Hillary. They'd like to get it out ahead of time. We can only talk about it so long. American people have attention span about two less than the rock. They're going to forget about it, and then she can go on. I think Rand Paul has a lot more integrity than that anyway, Stephen.
Now, here's the bottom line. I agree with you 1,000%, Peter, except for one little glitch. That is, Rand Paul, if this is happening, should have a campaign team that knows what's going on. Monitoring the opposition is one of the things that you have campaign staff members to do. If we know about it, they should know about it. And if they know about it, they need to issue a press release and or come onto the talk shows and challenge Hillary to an open debate or do something. I've even given my toll-free number for Rand to get a hold of us, and I mentioned that we'd love to get a hold of him, but there's no way to do it. And so no matter how genuine or disingenuous or no matter how whether this is Rand or the opposition just doing it, we don't know, but we have no two-way communication to even drill into it, find out, let him explain, or to vet the source to find out the truth. We don't have any ability to do any of that, and that's kind of the problem that I'm pointing at.
Oh, I agree 100%. If he wants to challenge you to a debate right now, it'll never happen. But he could go ahead and make a statement. Look, because it'd be a bad move. His campaign staff can't be that stupid.
He could get on every TV show, every radio show, take an ad out in the newspapers. He's raised millions of dollars already, and he could flat out say, listen, there's allegations that I said dig up dirt on Hillary that's a lie. I'm telling you, he could come out of the gate everywhere and say that. He could even say that on the Senate floor, sir. So if he really wants the truth to be heard, he can get it done.
Absolutely. Well, you got to give him a chance. He may do it. He may not do it. I think he'll probably do something like that because, I'm not a Rand Paul fan, but it just seems kind of funny to me when you look at Hillary, you look at her record. Oh, it's pretty bad.
And you're right. If you look in context to what we mentioned about Scott Walker as well, you'll begin to find out, hey, the insiders have this agenda. Scott Walker going to stand up for himself? This article didn't really blame Scott Walker, but insinuated that, hey, in a state where the most conservative people are, look at how abusive the cops can be. Story. And so, hey, they're taking off the gloves. When are the conservatives going to take off the gloves too? And even though I'm in the media, you can say how big or small our talk show is, but the fact is I've seen the mainstream press change their tune and report stories that we start with, so we're bigger than we think we are, at least in terms of changing the game for discussions. Where's the conservatives coming to the table to really set the records straight? And they remain strangely silent which tells me at the least they're somewhat complicit, Peter.
Honestly, I don't believe conservatives are conservatives. And
well,
the reason
good
I
point.
Say that is all you have to do is look what they do. They prove it every day of the week.
All right, who would you support for president at this point? Anybody?
Me. I'd probably make a great president.
You'd support Peter for president. All right.
First thing I do is get rid of the Federal Reserve and then go back to bilateral trade agreements, lower the interest rate on long-term loans, bring business back in. Some of these agencies like the...
I understand. Have you filed, Pete? Have you filed?
No, I haven't.
All right. We appreciate the call. Let me know when you file. We'll have you on. We'll talk about your campaign, sir. In the meantime, Sheriff Richard Max on your radio. Hi, Sheriff.
Good morning, Sam. Good morning, Kurt and everybody.
How are you, man? You're traveling, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm down in Safford, Arizona. Of course, that's where I used to be sheriff and where I grew up. And we're taking care of some business on our home here that we're still very interested in trying to sell, and that's why we're here. And then Saturday, I fly to Eau Claire, Wisconsin, via Minneapolis. They're picking me up in Minneapolis.
All right. Now, there's a big old story in the mainstream press rags. Wisconsin's shame. I thought it was a home invasion. I was so afraid. She said I did not know what to do. She had to answer the door naked. They wouldn't let her speak to an attorney. She looked outside, and she said, I saw somebody who looked like they were a reporter. The mainstream press had been tipped off. It was indeed a home invasion, but the people who were abusing them were Milwaukee, Wisconsin, law enforcement officers. Why were the police at these homes, you may ask? Well, the police were treating them the way they had seen police treat criminals on TV. But they weren't criminals. They were law-abiding citizens, ladies and gentlemen. Embarrassed by what they were doing, one cop looked at the family, still contained in a single room by force, and said, I hate my job some days. My heart races when I see a police car, she says. And Wisconsin's shame, no, the left is not going to stop criminalizing free speech. There's a whole series of stories told about how out of control the cops are in Wisconsin. And anyway, now, are you going to go and talk to Scott Walker, the governor there?
No, but I will more than likely talk to the sheriff of Milwaukee County, your friend of mine, David Clark.
I think you and David ought to go see the governor.
Yeah.
And you ought to say we could roll out a training program for police throughout your state, these out-of-control cops. We could help with a training program at the CSPOA.
Well, we should and could. And I would like to see us start a campaign to send a letter to every city and county in the country and send that out to all of them saying, hey, we have a plan to reduce or eliminate all these problems with the police brutality situations and the degradation of our constitutional oaths and our duties as peace officers in this country. We can get this thing turned around for you and get them properly trained and get them deprogrammed because the training for law enforcement in this country has been extremely lacking and on the wrong path. So I would like to see us do that all together. I believe that the leadership in law enforcement has not even addressed the problem with training as to why, as to being the reason for all these problems that we're looking at lately.
You think Scott Walker, governor of Wisconsin, possible presidential candidate, he has not filed yet, by the way, do you think he's willing to entertain it, at least even a discussion on the issue with the president of the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, involved with and partnered with one of the largest sheriffs in the state of Wisconsin?
I bet if Sheriff Clark is with me, I bet you Governor Walker would be very open to it.
I would suggest getting a hold of David A. Clark, Jr., and seeing if you couldn't invite, we could give a tip off to the press so they could be there, and then you guys could go ahead and meet with the governor. I'd highly recommend that while you're in Wisconsin, sir.
Yeah, that needs to happen. And so I'll get a hold of Sheriff Clark because I know he could make a straight path to the governor's house real easy.
All right. I guess there's a family feud between McCain and Paul. You love McCain, don't you, Mac?
Are we we talking about Senator John McCain from Arizona?
Roger that, sir.
And he's having a fight with who?
Rand Paul, Kurt. You got the details?
Yeah, the headline from the FoxNews.com boys, Mac McCain, not Mac, but McCain calls Paul the worst possible candidate on national security. Mr. John McCain and Lindsey Graham were Obama lapdogs.
All right, so we'll talk about this family feud in a second. Ladies and gentlemen, Sheriff Richard Mack with us. We're going to introduce the Copperhead to the mix as well. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R-word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is serious
business.
Listen up. Beautiful
thing. My name's Jennifer. I'm really glad and very proud and honored to join y'all from Milwaukee today. Quick logistics, so if everybody can pay attention, because this is important, okay? We have marshals who are going to help keep us safe during this entire route. Today we are marching directly on the actors, the corporations, the institutions, and the politicians that are creating these devastating circumstances in our communities. This is not just a rally. We are taking election today.
Pay close attention to what happens next, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, so, but please do not announce where we are going until we get there. So once we get to the next place, then you get on social media and say this is where we're at. When we get to the next place, then you get on social media and say where they're at. We're at. We don't want a bunch of cops lined up in front of the buildings before we get there to deliver our demands.
We don't want a bunch of cops there before we deliver our demands, she said.
How many people are sitting in jail right now? Not because they committed crimes, because they're poor. Are they poor because they're not working?
All right, Sheriff, you know where that's from?
No.
A month ago, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, sir.
Oh, okay.
We've got a real problem in America, man. These people are taking off the gloves. They're cop haters. They're out of control. And now you've got what? Deaths in Milwaukee. Now you've got cops busted into people's homes over political discussions. It needs to be addressed with David A. Clark Jr. and Scott Walker, and somebody needs to take appropriate action to vet the problems and to create accountability here. This is serious business indeed. You've got the Al Sharpton's and the, what's that guy's name, Eric Holder, and the, you know, these guys who are stirring the pot, sir. And right now, most Americans don't even really realize what happens because the mainstream press doesn't really cover it in detail. David A. Clark Jr. even testified about it. He said Al Sharpton should go back to the gutter that he came from, as you well know. But he also talks about Eric Holder's attitudes towards the cops as he testifies to a Washington Senate hearing committee. Listen.
Morning, Chairman Grassley and members of the Senate Judiciary Committee and Ranking Member Leahy. I'm honored to address you this morning about a frequent news topic, American policing at the local level. These hearings are focusing on the confirmation of possibly the next Attorney General of the United States, Ms. Loretta Lynch, and I wish her well. I want to spend some time critiquing outgoing Attorney General Eric Holder's tenure at the United States Department of Justice and use it as the framework as a way forward. The mission statement of the U.S. DOJ says to enforce the law and defend the interests of the United States according to the law. Let me repeat that. According to the law. To ensure public safety against threats foreign and domestic. To provide federal leadership in preventing and controlling crime. To seek just punishment for those guilty of unlawful behavior, and to ensure impartial administration of justice for all Americans. In my 36 years in law enforcement, I viewed the United States Department of Justice as an ally in pursuit of justice. Local law enforcement has always been on the front lines in preventing and controlling crime and seeking just punishment for those guilty of unlawful behavior, as the mission statement of the DOJ implies. What I have witnessed from the Department of Justice under the leadership of Attorney General Eric Holder has been almost hostility toward local law enforcement. I've seen this in both public statements made about the profession and some of the policy decisions that treat police officers as adversaries instead of allies in the pursuit of justice. Partnering with local law enforcement agencies and ensuring the fair treatment of all Americans in the pursuit of justice are not mutually exclusive. What we all witnessed in Ferguson, Missouri back in August was a tragedy, an unfortunate incident for Officer Darren Wilson and citizen Mike Brown. What followed, however, compounded that tragic situation as people across the United States converged on Ferguson to exploit the situation for self-serving purposes. Suffice it to say that was not America's finest hour. In the days that and weeks that followed in Ferguson, Missouri, the police-related use of force was forefront in the national news. What was called for at that moment, when the U.S. DOJ inserted itself early into the process, was an appeal to reasonableness, responsible rhetoric, and cautioning against a rush to judgment. Instead, some very powerful people made statements that only heightened rising tensions. Unfortunately, race is, has been, and will always be an explosive issue in America. The incendiary rhetoric used by Eric Holder created a pathway for a false narrative that then became the rallying cry for cop haters across America. It sparked unjustified hatred toward America's law enforcement agencies and its officers. Without a shred of evidence, a broad brush has been used to unfairly malign the reputation of the profession of policing in the United States. The accusation has been made that our community's finest systematically engage in the practice of targeting young black men because of the color of their skin. That claim is patently false, and I reject out of hand the mere suggestion of it. If I'm wrong, then someone needs to show me the evidence. Officers at the local level put on their uniforms and go out every day to make their communities better and safer with which to live. Without them, our communities would collapse into utter chaos. The world that our officers operate in is complex, dynamic, uncertain, and one where, unfortunately, things can and do go wrong. When that happens, the American law enforcement officer needs to know that after a thorough and transparent investigation, the facts and evidence of a particular case will be applied to the rule of law standard for a decision about their actions. After putting their lives on the line, they do not deserve a standard of false narratives, preconceptions, misconceptions, emotional rhetoric, or racial demagoguery. Author and scholar Thomas Sowell said in a thought-provoking piece on the rule of law, if police are told, who are told that they are under arrest and who refuse to come with the police, cannot be forcibly taken into custody, then we do not have the rule of law when the law itself is downgraded to suggestions that no one has the power to enforce. So where do we go from here? How do we get beyond this damaged or frayed relationship between local policing and the U.S. DOJ? My suggestion is for the next U.S. Attorney General to articulate clearly a renewed commitment to rebuilding trust with local law enforcement. That involves open lines of communication with an emphasis on listening to the suggestion of law enforcement executives. And for the nation's sake, please stop undermining the character and integrity of the American law enforcement officer. Next, resist at the federal level to interfere with local police training standards. Our cops, no, in fact, far from it, but they are our community's finest. Every community is unique in what will work and what will not work. We already have state standards for training. Finally, I want to speak on two emerging issues on the radar screen in criminal justice, sentencing and prison reform. Any discussion about reform in these two areas that does not include a counterview about the consequences of this short-term technical fix and its impact on crime victims will have a catastrophic consequence.
All right, so it goes on, and I really appreciate David Clark Jr.'s points. I think they're valid points indeed. However, and here's the problem, I see that there needs to be more seats at the table. David A. Clark dismisses when rogue cops get out of control. That must be addressed as well. I believe there's only one man that can literally set forth a debate, a real appropriate discussion on this with all sides to the table. A fair-minded American who understands that cops can be out of control and that's got to be fixed with training, but also a man who has respect for law enforcement. There's only one unique man who can bridge that gap, ladies and gentlemen, and it's constitutional former Sheriff Richard Mack. When he gets back, we'll respond, but I believe Wisconsin is becoming ground zero for this debate, sir. We'll talk about it on Liberty Roundtable Live.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
If you want to experience the great outdoors in comfort and style, then you need products from Teton Sports. For any of your camping, hiking, or outdoor needs, Teton Sports has top-of-the-line products for any adventure. Our sturdy and lightweight Wilderness 55 backpack has a built-in rain fly and plenty of compartments and pockets, perfect for hiking the mountains or a weekend camping trip. And our zero-degree sleeping bag features Superloft Elite 4-channel hollow fiber insulation for warmth, as well as right and left side zippers to let you zip two Teton bags together. With an adjustable mummy hood and interior storage pockets, our sleeping bags are the best on the market. Teton Sports is all you need for any outdoor adventure. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman Warehouse, or Wholesale Sports. And next time you're preparing for an adventure, think of Teton Sports.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, Sheriff Richard Mack, I apologize for being so long-winded, but I had to set the stage. David A. Clark Jr., Milwaukee, Wisconsin sheriff there, has valid arguments and is very concerned about the Justice Department. But at the same time, cops are out of control. There are cops just that are crazy all over the country because they don't have training and or they're trained to believe the American people are hostile. Bottom line, there's only one man that can bring enough seats to the table to have a real, open, fair-minded discussion about this, and that man is you, sir. And if we don't get that done, I'm telling you right now, America will spiral into disaster communities all over the country, sir.
Well, I've been thinking about this for a long time, Sam, and thinking about also my relationship with Sheriff Clark and how he could help with this. And this is where he and I disagree somewhat, because he's trying to just, again, say that this is a few bad apples. He's absolutely correct about Eric Holder and the Justice Department and how poor the leadership has been during the years Eric Holder has been Attorney General. There's no question about that. He's absolutely correct about Al Sharpton and the blatant agenda of these people to race bait and to play the race card and to promote their agenda of racial hate in America. That's how they make their money. That's how they make their living. That's just their agenda, and it's going to continue to happen. And the real problem is continuously ignored because of the distraction of the Jesse Jacksons and Eric Holders and Al Sharpton. It's been a tremendous disservice to America and to the process of healing. But the other one where and the reason I want to talk to Sheriff Clark is that he has said and sort of in the monologue you just played of him testifying before the Senate committee or whoever he was testifying before, congressional committee, that this is just a few bad apples. And actually, coincidentally, Tim Baldwin, Chuck Baldwin's son and attorney Tim Baldwin, has an article in News with Views that just came out on this very subject. And he gives an example of the San Bernardino County deputies who were kicking and beating a suspect who had already been tased. and a suspect who, yes, stole a horse and tried to get away in a very Old West method.
And by the way, no one's endorsing that at all. We know that's wrong. Okay, let's be clear.
No, he's a crook. He's a dirtbag. There's no question. He's
that's
a
right.
Dirtbag. He's got a big long rap sheet, and he needed to be arrested. But when you submit as much as he did, and in fact, Sam, it's physically impossible to be more submissive than he was when the cops told him to submit. And he was. And then 11 deputies, all of them there, all of them participated or supported this horrible beating that this man took. And I don't know if you saw this, but the San Bernardino County Commission met with this man already and has already given him and offered him a deal. And it's where this is what I find so disturbing about this, because this is another cover-up where the San Bernardino County Sheriff's Office admits no guilt, admits no wrong, and they pay this man, they are now paying this man $650,000. And it is, again, just like the FBI did with Randy Weaver, we admit no guilt for killing your wife and your son, but we'll give you $3.2 million. That's how much Randy Weaver got. On Jose Garena in Arizona from the Pima County SWAT team, in which I was very vocal against Sheriff Dudnick, and he and I were arguing in the press about this back and forth. And the bottom line is, I said, let's wait and see how much his wife gets, his widow. And about a year ago, she got $3.4 million. And so this type of paying people off and we don't have to admit any guilt thing has gone on for a long time.
Well, and the paying people off proves that they know there's a problem. It's a cover-up. Whether David A. Clark Jr. knows that or not, I don't know. But even if you guys disagree on this, hey, you got a Wisconsin becoming ground zero. You got a very vocal sheriff that has enough opinions. He's black, which means it's not a racial discussion now. You got a governor who's about to run for president, so you got the best national stage you could get. You've got the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association president who can shed light on the subject as well. It's the perfect storm for you to take this all the way to the finish line, sir. Now, the headline you bring up, just so you know, from Timothy Baldwin in newswithviews.com is exactly as you say. Here's the story headline. Systemic police problems go beyond bad apples. When enough Americans realize the system or the systemic police problem is real, then politics will change. Attorney Timothy Baldwin. There you go. There's the story if you folks want to find it. You're absolutely on target. There's nobody that can bring all this together, though, Sheriff, but you.
Well, and I don't, that's very flattering that you put me in that light, but and I am totally committed to trying to do this. I do believe I...
Well, who has the record that you have to stand up for the constitutionality of the proper role of law enforcement, who realizes the issues on all sides, meaning that you're fair-minded enough to really see the problems on every side, who is not a racist, who's willing to work across the aisle with anybody, doesn't matter if they're Republicans or Democrats, who is one at the Supreme Court and has states' rights in hand, who better to discuss this breakdown than you and those who you could create a roundtable with?
Well, I hope there's a lot of others. But yes, I admit there is a unique perspective that I bring to the table, but I hope there's a lot of others, and I hope that Sheriff Clark would be there with me, and I believe he also brings a very unique perspective, just as you alluded to. And you know, he's a Democrat, he's a dark-complected American. He's had 36 years experience in law enforcement. He loves American values, and he does the same, I hope. And
even setting aside disagreements, he said publicly he's got your back, and you've said the same to him, right?
Yes, absolutely, of course. And I think we could do this. I think you're right. I think you're right about one thing, and that this is the perfect timing for all of this, the perfect storm for this to have a huge impact and to have a positive effect on all of this. I think that no longer can the county commissioners and city councils and presidential candidates and governors, and Scott Walker's both in this position, that we do address this issue.
And let me tell you why it's the perfect storm in Wisconsin, because in that same county, there's a city called Milwaukee, Wisconsin, in which the police chief, at odds with the sheriff, has a completely different perspective. I'm telling you right now, it's almost like the perfect storm for discussion.
Yeah, it is, and you're right. That's Chief Ed Flynn, who has fought against Sheriff Clark on numerous issues, especially the gun control situation that Sheriff Clark has opposed the unlawful policies of the city of Milwaukee and the state in enacting more gun control laws there that are obviously against the law, and the chief of police there having no concern for the law, but just simply wants to promote the leftist socialistic agenda that more gun control will make people in Milwaukee safer. Which is so absurd on its face, but, you know, we've talked about that a lot and we don't need to get back into that issue. However, it's a very unique position where sheriff is fighting the chief of police, and that fight has gone public big time. So I believe that this one needs to go public as well, just as you say, and if Sheriff Clark can back me up on this, I think the meeting with Governor Walker could happen very easily.
Now, the police union voted no confidence in Chief Edward Flynn.
Yeah, I echo that vote.
I agree. So I'm saying this is the perfect storm for discussion. It doesn't get better than this. You take America and you put it into the microcosm of David A. Clark Jr., of Ed Flynn, of Sheriff Richard Mack, of the concern of the shootings. Every element is right there in this whole discussion. And coincidentally, you're headed to Wisconsin, right?
I am, Saturday morning.
I don't really think it's coincidence. I'm just joking. But I think what a perfect storm and an opportunity to really make a difference. So we're delighted that you're going to Wisconsin. We're looking forward to your report when you get back. Are you going to speak there?
Yes.
All right. Where in Wisconsin? Milwaukee?
Eau Claire.
Eau Claire.
Yeah.
If you dare.
EAU is the first part of that. Eau Claire is the name, I guess.
All right, hang tight. Back in seconds. Sheriff Richard Mack with us. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages, American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
The race issues are at a fever pitch in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, ladies and gentlemen. Latest headline from The Blaze says this. Milwaukee police chief explodes on protesters for willfully ignoring crimes. Greatest racial disparity after being verbally attacked in meeting. Bottom line is, man, this is all racial. You got Ed at the head of this thing. He's opposing the county sheriff. Every element here is just ready to bust out of control. Sheriff Richard Mack going to Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Hopefully he can bring sanity to the mix. And you're going to Eau Claire, and then hopefully you can meet with Sheriff David A. Clark Jr. as well. Maybe you can get an appointment with the governor. We really need to make hay with this, because you can have a chance to use Milwaukee, Wisconsin as kind of a beacon on a hill for solutions, Sheriff.
Yeah, it is. Wisconsin very well could be the start of all this, and I'm starting to regret that I didn't get a flight that would leave me there longer this time. But I've already emailed Sheriff Clark and asked him for a time when he and I could spend a day together to discuss all of this. And I haven't heard back from him yet, but I'll give him a call, and his personal secretary, her name is also Dawn, and we'll make an appointment for that to happen. In fact, I've been wanting to meet with him and spend some more time with him ever since our 2013 convention in St. Charles, Missouri, where he was named as the CSPOA Sheriff of the Year, which he was very gracious in doing so. He was very proud to do that. And so I believe that he and I have a solid enough relationship and friendship and concern for America and concern for what's going on that that we can start this together, he and I, and then move on to Governor Walker, and hopefully get something done. I wouldn't even mind meeting with Chief Ed Flynn, but I think he is so far out on the left limb that he will not be open to that. I hope that he is.
Well, you're right. Even the police union has no confidence in him, but nevertheless, you know what? He has a big voice in this discussion right now, because it's ground zero where he's at.
Yeah, and I think he's responsible for some of these problems. You know, if your officers are going door to door regarding freedom of speech, and you're not allowed, you're not requiring your officers to be respectful of Fourth Amendment rights and other constitutional rights, and that we do kind of just like the police did after the Boston Marathon bombing, that we're just going to go in people's homes and force them to submit. Like the Nazi Germany soldiers did when something would go wrong. It was extremely embarrassing and frightening to see that our police have this mentality that we can do whatever we want just as long as there's an emergency. And so, of course, you're always going to justify or create your own emergency so that you can violate the Constitution and the God-given rights of American citizens.
Well, Rachel Maddow, you have an opportunity now to have all these folks on and bring all these issues to the table, and let's take off the gloves. We don't want a Jerry Springer scenario, but we certainly want appropriate dialogue on these critical issues. And I'm telling you, if this dialogue doesn't happen, to have some kind of a meeting of the minds, some kind of a plan of action, some kind of a people have a feeling that they're being represented at the table, this stuff is going to blow up into trouble all across America, is my fear. All right, we got Matt.
Well, it already is.
I know, but I'm telling you right now, you ain't seen nothing yet. Matt Felak is with us. He wanted to say hi, Sheriff. Hi, Matt.
Good morning, Sam and Sheriff Mack. And Sheriff Mack, it's so good that we find you in good health today, and I'm a proud supporter of you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Good to hear. It's good to hear your voice.
No, thank you, sir. Thank you for your service to our people.
What do you think about this big old debate going on in Ground Zero, Milwaukee, and the cops? And what's your take, Matt?
Well, this is a situation that's been brewing for quite some time, and this is the right out of the playbook that people have been, as far as the Al Sharptons, the Eric Holders, and straight up to the administration, this is what they've been gearing up for, or trying to build up for quite some time.
There you have it. Well, thank you, Matt. We appreciate it. Kurt, the...
thank you, guys.
The NSA's in the news. Ladies and gentlemen, I thought Kurt should bring this up before the end of the hour. Kurt, we'll get you on here and we can... The NSA is out of control. Rand Paul's in the mix. I think this needs to be part of the discussion because really, the NSA and the IRS are probably two of the most abusive government agencies on the planet, and they're using this guise of police powers to promote their agenda. Kurt? All right, we're still getting Kurt. While Kurt's in AWOL here. Rand Paul says our founding fathers...
What am I supposed to respond about?
Rand Paul, you sent me a story. Headline says, Rand Paul, our founding fathers would be mortified by the NSA.
Well, yeah. You know, I mean, this is nothing new. But, you know, the thing that I thought was good about the piece, and of course it's all the way to the end, but it basically says, hey, let's see, what's the quote right there? The last part of it, he says, McCain, he's taking on McCain some more, and he basically says that Mr. McCain is not your friend. He says, one unapologetic senator who I've had a few rounds with said, if you're not talking to terrorists, why are you worried? Paul said, you know, in other words, why are you worried about your phone being recorded or whatever? He says, have we fallen so low? That's our standard. If you have nothing to hide, you have nothing to fear. It's a long way from innocent until proven guilty.
There you have it. What do you say, Sheriff? Now Rand Paul and John McCain are sparring on the news, but it all comes down to this NSA thing. And I'm convinced if we're going to discuss out-of-control cops, what about the federal government giving every unconstitutional agency police powers? That's got to be in the discussion, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And the EPA, I've written about in my books, and other federal agencies, such as the FDA and USDA and all these other regulatory and inspection federal agencies, have no law enforcement authority in your county, none. And they are stealing it right and left. And they issue fines without due process, just as the fine from the IRS if you don't have Obamacare. Where's the due process? Government cannot take my property, cannot take my money without due process of law. And just issuing a capricious fine is not due process. You have a right to a hearing. What if I am not guilty on that? Yet they fine you as if the judge, jury, and executioner have already been respected.
And what if the law is inappropriate on it? In other words, what if it's an unconstitutional law, sir, such as IRS abuses?
It's already unconstitutional on its face because no due process is allowed. And when federal agencies who appoint themselves this authority without any oversight from Congress or with complicity of Congress, either one is wrong and unconstitutional, and either way you look at it, it is no due process, which is required by law, which is required by the Fourth Amendment and the Fifth Amendment. And so what are we doing here? And John McCain, to be fighting? Let's see, what's the rule of the Republicans? If somebody's running for president, another Republican would be required to support him. What if he's the open candidate and you're sitting here giving ammunition to Hillary Clinton to beat Rand Paul? And this once again just shows John McCain lack of concern for decency and for his own party. And I find it astonishing that he routinely breaks the rules that he tried to enforce when he was running for president.
Good point, Kurt.
And so he's such a hypocrite, and he's such an embarrassment to Arizona. And why we keep reelecting that guy, I'll never know.
Well, that's a great point. And he was asked if Rand Paul was the eventual nominee, if he would support him. And he basically said, oh, yeah, you know, I will. I mean,
yeah. After I trash him and give the Democrats a bunch of ammunition to use against him, then, yeah, of course I'll support him. What a liar. Good grief.
Well, again, ladies and gentlemen, it's a rich target for trouble. It also means it's a rich target for solutions, and that's what we want to provide at the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, CSPOA.org, if you want to help fund our efforts to train police to deal with all sides of this issue where we need to have respect for police officers. They have a unique position and a role to play in America for the safety and security of the American people. We also have to realize when they're out of control and they've gone rogue, they need to be reined in and retrained, and we need to have a different view about their oaths of office. And we really need to bring all these discussions to the table. Increased training shed the light on this dark chapter in American history where the cops are being pitted against the people. And it all really comes down to the CSPOA and their ability to train and educate and bring the American people together for solutions. The sheriff, where are you going after Wisconsin?
Can't remember.
All right. Well, if you check sheriffmack.com, you'll be able to get his books and keep an eye on his travel schedule. CSPOA.org, you become a member today. We'd be grateful for all your support, ladies and gentlemen. Every penny will be used to protect the American people and train law enforcement officers. And, hey, we really need a good, honorable police officers to realize they have support from the American people. We need to create sheriff's posses with American citizens all across this country. Thank you, Sheriff.
Hey, thanks a lot, guys. See you soon.
There he goes. Thank you, Kurt. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you, Sam.
Godspeed to all of you. We can restore America, ladies and gentlemen. We need your help desperately. This nation shall endure.